Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. I just want to share this with you. I know a person who posts pictures on Facebook, and I can understand you want to share something with someone. I don't begrudge that. My concern is when that person is taking pictures at church, in a Pentecostal church, of the parishioners receiving the Holy Ghost, as they put it. You know, when you have the bunch of people standing around the sinner, the repenter, and they're laying hands on this person, and then they start speaking in tongues. Or they take a picture of their favorite couple, and the spouse is sleeping, and an elderly gentleman in his suit in church. Let's say, for the sake of argument, he's got his eyes closed, his head is bowed, he's at church, maybe he's praying. I think he's sleeping, but who am I? She takes these pictures and she posts them on her Facebook. Now her next status, months later, says, "I think it's rude, people taking all those pictures of people at Walmart, is that really how we want to represent God? What if that person came to your church?" Well, I can answer that for her. She would take a picture of them and post it on her Facebook. And then she goes on to say, "You should have taken that camera moment and told them how much our Savior loves them." And some of the comments that follow are, "That just shows why bullying is such a problem when grown adults think it's okay to make fun of people. Easy to see where kids get this behavior from." Another person says, "I agree, but sometimes they're funny. If someone dressed like that and came to church, I would take a picture. If someone came to church dressed like that, I would do as God would and welcome them, not make fun of them. The reason to be at church is to worship God and not judge others." Amen. It is sure isn't showing love for our neighbor. Even those with a beard, "Thanks so much, so-and-so. It's not nice to laugh at anyone for any reason." So, I think it's disgusting myself that she would post pictures of people in church, in the place that one should feel most secure. This says there is no privacy anymore. Your business will be out there regardless if you want it to or not. And then how dare she say, "I don't like it when those other people take pictures of the people at Walmart." You know, the people of Walmart.com. And it's usually the most disgusting person in the most disgusting outfit. And, you know, people put their pictures up on this website and everybody has a good laugh. Well, once again, if you go out like that in public, Walmart to me is a public place. You risk that chance. But I'm thinking in church, it should be, it starts with an S, sacred, I guess, that there should be no pictures allowed. You know, not, I can see weddings. Some people even take funeral pictures. But not when you're praying. So, what do you think? Do you agree? Disagree? Where do you stand? Am I making something out of nothing? I'm just curious. Laterness, people.